Matlin Rec. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to finish up with Gableman, Gene of Eau Claire, enormous passion, set it exactly as it is. But remember something else. We've already burned over a million. Now we're burning into the second million to defend him from misconduct charges. Why are we doing that? It was an intentional act. Even insurance policies don't insure against intentional acts. You burn your own building down, they're not going to pay for the building, even if you have insurance. This was intentional acts on his part. And the first million, part of it was, I don't know if you remember this, he needed work. We'd hire him. And he said, well, I don't know anything about elections, not very much. I'm going to use this opportunity to go around the state and find out about it. Well, great. But, you know, I think if you're over 60 or whatever it is, you can audit courses in the UW system statewide. Take a course in political science. It doesn't cost anything, and it doesn't cost us anything. I mean, why should I pay your tuition, guy? Why should I pay your tuition? And you went to law school. What do you mean you don't know anything about elections? Then he goes, he starts to work out of the library in New Berlin. I'm not kidding. In one of those computers. I mean, those things aren't secure. You kidding me? Would you put your financial information in a computer in the New Berlin library, for instance? So, well, why are you using the New Berlin computer? Well, I don't have one. What, I can't afford? Come on. How much is a computer? And I'm not talking about coming a crummy little computer. You can get one for under a grand, right? I mean, you can. Well under a grand. Get a computer, guy. Well, then he wanted to rent office space in Brookfield. But he didn't initially even want to give the address, and then he wanted to interrogate people behind closed doors when the statute says it has to be open in front of the legislature. Part of the new misconduct is he's attacked two judges and accused them of bias and of really stealing the election. And what was their crime? He said to them, put the mayor of Green Bay and Madison in jail. That's what he said, because they won't give secret testimony to me behind closed doors. And they both said, we're happy to give you testimony, but it has to be open in front of a legislative committee and you can ask the questions. He then asked two judges to throw them in jail. The judges go, are you out of your mind? Go ahead and brief that. And they didn't immediately throw him in jail. Those people had to have lawyers. It's expensive. And then Gableman is accusing those judges, because they didn't throw two mayors in jail, of committing some impropriety. And now he has been reported for an ethics violation on that. And you and I are paying for his legal defense. This is not right. I mean, I got to say, this is not right. Bill Proxmire is the best watchdog of the taxpayer. But even if you're not Bill Proxmire, is there any rudimentary understanding that it is wrong to chew up over $1 million to educate the guy, get him a computer because he was hanging out in the New Berlin library, get him staff he didn't identify, go around the state and find nothing, and then commit ethical offenses against judges and the public, and then pay for his legal defense? And Voss says, yeah. And the Republican Party says, yes. The Republican Party is phony. They claim, you know, we're looking out for you. They're not looking out for the taxpayer. They are afraid of Trump, afraid of their donors, and will reach into the old weasel sack, which is the $70+ billion biennial budget, grab whatever they want. And their judges say that's okay. And there's nobody in Wisconsin who's saying this as bluntly as I am, and that is wrong. Where's the Democratic leadership to point out, hey, we got burglars on the ground floor and they're coming upstairs? Nobody's saying that. Well, I got to tell you, down in Atlanta, there's a development in that probe of Trump for extorting Raffensperger, and also a probe into the fake electors. And it was a very sensational headline that came out yesterday, and I want to explain it. Said Fannie Willis is a terrific prosecutor, the only one with the guts anywhere to say we're going to prosecute those fake electors. We're going to prosecute Trump, and I think she will get to that, for extorting Raffensperger. She has been blocked by a judge from probing by probing in the sense of subpoenaing and ordering to testify a guy, state senator named Burt Jones, who is a fake elector. And why? Because Fannie Willis did something dumb. She attended a fundraiser for Burt Jones's opponent for lieutenant governor. There's a lieutenant governor race down there. Burt Jones is a Republican, and he's running for lieutenant governor. Fannie Willis idiotically went to a fundraiser for his Democratic opponent. Now, she has a right to vote, but when you're a prosecutor, you shouldn't start talking about who you want in an election and then go after the other guy. She's perfectly justified in going after the other guy, Burt Jones, because he was a fake elector, but she should not have gone to that fundraiser. When I first saw it, I thought, oh, there must be some Republican judges down there are shutting it down. That's not the case. I agree with the judge. Very measured. He said, look, she can continue to investigate Burt Jones. She can ask other people what he did. And there's no dispute that he, in fact, was a fake elector. But what she can't do is order him in by subpoena for testimony, require him to testify when she went to a fundraiser for his opponent, Democratic opponent, lieutenant governor. So word out there to any prosecutors, or you who are friends of prosecutors, don't be an idiot. Don't go to political fundraisers. You can contribute. That is permissible. But if you have a high profile case, there's going to be a motion to exclude you. One way to do it is your spouse or somebody in your family. If your whole family is behind somebody, they can make a contribution. That happens frequently. But and you can run as a Democrat or Republican, because sadly, district attorney is not nonpartisan in this state. It is in some other states. In this state, you run as a Democrat or Republican. So, yeah, you have to go and solicit Democratic votes. You can do that generally. But don't get trapped into opposing a particular Republican, especially if they're going to end up as the object of a criminal probe. Don't shoot your mouth off about the other party. Exercise your constitutional rights to vote, to join a party in the sense that you're running as a Democrat for, say, district attorney or Republican. But you have to give the appearance and reality of fairness. And even if you are a fair person, and even if you are not letting this influence you, nobody knows that when you are at a fundraiser for the opponent of somebody that you're putting in front of a grand jury. And this is pretty rudimentary. If you're in doubt, as a prosecutor, you can get guidance from the state bar. The Ethics Commission, you can call them up and ask them. And they'll tell you. And just follow that advice. So down in Atlanta, Fannie Willis is now blocked from taking the deposition or testimony from Burt Jones. Burt Jones is a no-goodnik. Burt Jones is a state senator and a fake elector. Bad person. Very bad. We don't like fake electors. But because she attended a fundraiser for his opponent, Democratic opponent for lieutenant governor, she's barred from talking to him. And that means her office. That means, I think that's going to mean she can't just tell a deputy to do it. Another prosecutor can do it. There are plenty of county prosecutors, and she can call up another prosecutor and say, I'm transferring Burt Jones to you. But they didn't say she couldn't investigate Trump. They didn't say she couldn't investigate Burt Jones, as long as she doesn't subpoena him and give him a good roasting in a deposition or testimony in front of the grand jury. So it's not the end of the world. It's not like he's going, you got the wrong Burt Jones. You know, I'm the Burt Jones that's a plumber here on the end of town. You got the wrong guy. No, that's not what's going on. He is the fake elector. Everybody knows he's the fake elector. So it's doable, but I think Fannie learned a good lesson out of it, and so are a lot of other people going to learn a good lesson out of it. Let me tell you, there's no lack of shame on the part of the Republican Party. I'm going to tell you something that'll make your hair curl. You know Louie Gohmert of Texas? He's really bad news. Now, When I say a guy's really bad news, in the old days there might be one of them or two. Now there's 20 or 30 of them. And I can't recite Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and Paul Gosar and Matt Gaetz and Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan and Andy Biggs and Mo Brooks and all that. I mean, I get tired saying their names, but Louis Gohmert is there in the demonology. And here's what Louis, the idiot of Texas, just said, Republican congressman, right-wing nut. Here's what he just said, quote, you know, like what, this is the funeral oration for Pericles or something. He goes, quote, I grieve for the imprisoned Capitol Hill rioters. I grieve for, do you grieve for them? How about the five people who got killed? How about the officers who got trampled, went almost kicked to death? How about the woman who got shot? How about the guy who lost his eye and his finger? Do you grieve for them? You know, they didn't grieve for them. I grieve for the imprisoned Capitol Hill rioters. I've had enough of these guys. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after you.